The campaign for next year's presidential election in Mexico is already underway. A leading contender is Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's the charismatic leftist mayor of Mexico City. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, he could be facing jail time.
There is a new weapon in the populist arsenal of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, music. The song says, López Obrador, we are with you. López Obrador, the people are calling you. López Obrador, the poor praise you. In Mexico City's main square, the tune plays during a rally in support of AMLO, as he is called here. Mexico's mayor is on a full-out offensive. Advertisements in newspapers have called on people to take to the streets, and he's just launched a new book, which details his blueprint for curing Mexico's ills. While López Obrador hasn't formally announced that he's running in next year's presidential elections, he's walking the walk and talking the talk. Recent polls suggest he is at least 7 points ahead of other potential candidates. Yolanda Ordez is a housewife who attended Saturday's rally. She says he's done things that no other leader has done. But López Obrador is actually doing something for his country, she says. He has instituted programs to help single mothers and has organized a facelift of Mexico's historic district. He lives austerely. He rides in an old beat-up car. He wears a plain metal watch instead of a gold one. But there is a hitch. He's facing charges of illegally appropriating private property to build a hospital access road in the city. Congress is now deciding whether or not to strip him of his political immunity. If it does, AMLO could face jail time. López Obrador, who is from the leftist PRD or Democratic Revolution Party, gave his first news conference to the foreign press last week. He again blamed his political rivals like President Vicente Fox for his present predicament. He says it's obvious that what they want is to push us aside ahead of the 2006 elections. And the people understand it that way too, he says. Or at least that is what he's trying to make them understand. As one analyst noted, AMLO has transformed mobilizing the poor from an art form into an exact science. George Grayson from the College of William and Mary in Virginia says that legal action against López Obrador would only enhance his status.
Congress might do López Obrador a favor if it were to strip him of his political immunity and he were then to be brought to the bar of justice and convicted, because he would run a presidential electoral contest from jail and would probably compare himself to a Mexican Nelson Mandela. And he is able to play the martyr the way that Laurence Olivier plays Hamlet.
Despite some similarities, López Obrador dismisses charges that he is a politician in the mold of Venezuelan leftist president Hugo Chavez.
Esto no es un asunto ideológico, político.
He says, this is not ideological or political. If there is no growth, there are no jobs. There is no well-being. People are unhappy in Mexico, he says. They are looking for another alternative, a way to change. He suggests restructuring Mexico's public debt and curbing free market policies applied by Mexican governments since the 1980s. That has businessmen and international investors worried. No left-wing party has ever taken power in Mexico, and it's unclear if López Obrador's PRD has the necessary backing nationwide. But two recent gubernatorial elections gave the PRD unexpected wins. And the party faithful are betting that with López Obrador on the presidential ticket, they may just sweep into office. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.